Chad learns the truth, a mother's pain, and could you handle Jennifer Horton? All that and more. Let's dish.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I love this music so much. It literally lowers my blood pressure.
It's very soothing.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Dish and Days, AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of NBC's Emmy Award-winning soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I'm your host, Tammy Govea. And today, my buddy's here.
It's the Govea Mattis Hour. Hang on to your hats. We'll see how this goes.
Yes, what is it? Fasten your seatbelt. It's going Fasten to your be seatbelt, a bumpy ride. Mm-hmm. Please make sure and follow all of the great soap block content shows that we've got going. We've got the GH Report and we've got the Restless Wrap-Up. Also, make sure and hop on over to iTunes. Give us a nice, beautiful comment.
Say good things. We like to hear good things.
Give us a 5-star rating.
Whether you mean them or not, say good things. We don't know.
You too could possibly become
Fan of the Week.
Fan of the Week.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Follow us across all social media platforms. You can follow us on Twitter at _ Dish and Days, and of course on Facebook and Insta at Dish and Days. Before we get into it, follow us, please. Thoughts? Comments?
This week, as our friend Jen Lilly would say, I felt was the tits. Which is a good thing for those who aren't in the lingo.
You know, the effect of saying that isn't quite the same coming from you as it is.
Maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that.
As it is coming from Little Miss Jen.
I'm quoting Jen Lilly.
Yes.
So, no, it was a good week. We had some emotions were high, which always is good for some drama. We had some revelations going on. Some things like, oh, that was him. And, of course, we have the epic showdown on Friday that everybody in the chat room is already talking about. So, we'll get to it. But yeah,
we will.
But yeah, it was a good week. Solid soap week.
Absolutely.
I would say. Yeah. I usually binge watch on the weekends, and I have my OCD. I usually do 3 episodes Saturday, 2 on Sunday. So it's fresh for, today. So I know what I'm talking about. But Saturday, it was like one after the other. And I watched all 5 in a row.
I know. And it was that kind of week.
Yeah.
It was that kind of week. Because normally it kind of warms up.
Yeah.
Like Monday. But even Monday, I mean, it started out with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
A bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang.
Yeah.
Fantastic. The drama, the writing, the acting.
It was all solid.
Spot on.
All solid, yeah.
So let's get to it.
Should we start? Let's start. Dish and Days.
Yay!
I did it.
All right, so first order of drama is Abigail.
And is it drama? Is it ever?
Abby, Chad, Stefan, Gabby, and a little JJ in there.
So yeah.
Little JJ.
So where it ended off last week, Stefan entered the clinic.
He stormed into the clinic. He didn't enter the clinic.
Should we just call it the office set? Like, they use it for everything.
That's new. Is that a new set?
No, that's not a new set. They use that for every office. Okay. It's been, like, everybody's office. But, yeah, that day it was the clinic. He stormed in because Gabby had said, oh, she's going to go abort the pregnancy.
Accidentally.
Right. So he showed up and she decided. She said, I'm keeping my baby.
Oh, good.
Ooh, I'm going to keep my baby.
Wow, okay. This is going to be a karaoke Dish and Days.
I practiced that in the shower this morning. Because when she said that, I actually said that when she came out. She was like, I had that song in my head.
Well, anytime you could throw Madonna in.
Right. And I wonder if Ron, like, is a Madonna fan and threw that in. Because if so, kudos to you, Ron. Good taste, by the way. But yeah. So Abby did not go through with the abortion,
right,
much to Stefan's delight.
Yeah.
It's tough to watch this because they're all operating off false information, Like the baby's actually Chad's. And they're all operating as though it is by the false information they were given.
And I loved her taking her stand.
She did. She did not play a victim.
When he threw in her face, what about my rights as a father? Boy, she lunged. I mean, her physical.
Yeah.
Her stance was.
Yeah.
Let me talk to you about rights. Mm-hmm. And so that was.
She had a really strong line that I was kind of impressed that they threw this in. She had a line. It's in my notes. It was very strong. And, it was Abigail, like, you know, defending herself to Stefan and not playing the victim. And she's like, I don't think I'm going to go to hell for terminating a pregnancy that was a result of a rape.
Yeah.
And that's a hot button issue in the you know, pro-life, pro-choice,
absolutely,
you know, a pregnancy.
The circumstances of the pregnancy.
So I was really impressed that Daze, you know, kind of went there with it. And that really showed how strong Abby was. She's like, I'm not going to go to hell for the, you know, whatever. Yeah. So kudos to Marcy Miller for handling this material, because it can't be easy.
There were so many amazing moments. And then, you know that moment when she says to Stefan, how did you find out about this? And he said, and I mean, no pause, Gabby.
Yeah. Right under
moment,
the bus.
Right. You saw that little twitch in her face where you knew, oh, this is going to be a good showdown. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a really good showdown.
Yeah.
And just her going home.
And then telling
it
was gut wrenching.
And then you knew how excited he was going to be.
I know. And you know, Chad has been struggling with this, with what happened. Even though he knows that Abigail was ill, she wasn't in her right mind when she did what she did with Stefan. And by the way, I'm with y'all about not seeing the flashbacks of Stefan and Abigail.
Already.
We don't need to see it. We know what happened.
Like,
we don't need to keep seeing. I don't know if they just are putting him in to fill time.
We don't need that close-up of her. Like,
or what?
All right.
We're done. At first, I was like, all right, fine, they need to flashback. Now I'm like, no, we've seen it enough. We know what happened. We don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah, I agree.
But Chad has been struggling with what happened, and even though he knows that it wasn't Abigail, it was still, he saw it with his own eyes.
I mean, it's a very primal instinct.
Yeah.
I mean, this is your wife. This is the woman that you love.
Yeah.
And,
so he's having trouble separating what's going on. And that all came out when she revealed that, oh, I'm pregnant with Stefan's baby, even though she's not. It kind of came out, and he had that moment where she was like, I went to abort it. And he's like, well, why didn't you? And then I was like,
that surprised me.
That surprised me too.
That surprised
and, you
me.
Know,
but I think it was in the moment. It was that very emotional in the moment. Let's just cut to the chase.
I had a moment
make
during
this go away.
During that episode and during those scenes, I was like, I'm not on Chad's side and I'm not on Stefan's side right now. Like, poor Abigail. Like, I don't know who to root for between the two of them. By the end of the episode, though, Chad finally, like, he got very emotional and was crying. And then it's like, he is in a tough, you know, an impossible situation. Except for Stefan. He's just a dick.
And let me,
excuse,
let
pardon
me,
my language.
Let me be
clear. He's a little,
listen.
Sorry.
So when he storms the clinic, and is like, brah, 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 he got really emotional. I mean, there were tears in his eyes, and I will be honest, I was softening.
I wasn't.
You know, I was softening.
I wasn't.
I'm thinking, he's feeling it. You know, these are real emotions for him.
Sorry.
Are real emotions for him, and okay, I was soften, but when he walked into the bar, let's buy Chad a drink. No, let's buy everyone here a drink. I felt so like, how could you do this?
Yeah.
You had me. You had me softening for you. How could you do this? You turn. Oh, ugh.
See, I did not have that. When he was getting emotional, I was like,
you
know what?
You're a
jerk. You know, I don't feel like
never again. I can tell you.
You may be getting emotional. Your feelings may be legit, but I don't feel sorry for you. Plus, we know this isn't your baby anyway. So, and that was I think that was strategic on Daze's part to have it kick off. Like, revealing that it's Chad's baby, because if without knowing that, without the audience knowing that, I think the reaction to this would be a lot stronger and a lot more negative
than
it is. So they were smart to reveal that it's Chad's baby. And because you know, eventually the truth will come out. We have to go through this period of manipulation and Gabby becoming, you know, evil Gabby.
Yes, you know, she's just gobbling up all the revenge.
Or I had a name, I forgot.
She's gonna start drinking more.
I came up with a name for her, like evil Gabby, and it was like, I can't remember it now. Came up with it last night, can't remember. Anyway, I like seeing Camila kind of explore this devious side of Gabby, and it's really interesting to see the transition of the character. Where she lost me was at the very end of the week, I think it was the Thursday, where she threw herself on Chad. When she was like,
yeah, I'm so sorry. And then she puts her head on his shoulder and smiled.
I was like, no, we went through Chad and Gabby once before, and it was not, no, please. Like, I feel like that's where it's going. I'll give it a chance, though.
And I had another, you know, that Chloe moment when Stefan walks into the bar and he goes up to Chloe and, you know, the congratulations are in order. Oh, really? And she says, what's the, why? Mm-hmm. Why are we congratulating? What's going on?
Right.
And it was one of those moments, and I thought of you and Tony, of oh gosh, he's telling Chloe,
spilling the tea.
So it'll be all over Salem in a matter of seconds. So that made me laugh.
It made me laugh that when Chad and Stefan were like wailing all each other, everyone was just kind of like.
I know. And she took long enough for Chloe to break him up. One of the this is your place of business. Get in there.
You want to watch it, but then you also have a responsibility to break it up.
Yeah, she looked too pretty.
Yeah. So, you know, high emotions, and then they had a little confrontation outside, and...
Do you think Chad was appealing to Stefan when they went outside and he was talking about, you don't know what it's like to be... I'm a father. You don't understand what it's like to be a father. Do you think that was an honest appeal to Stefan to just try to back down a little bit?
Maybe.
Because even Stefan said, oh, yeah, that was good. That was good, Chad.
I think I'd... No.
No.
I think he was trying to manipulate.
Okay.
No, he hates
Stefan. He's not going to let his guard down.
No,
he's
not absolutely not. Down. Who would you?
I did. I'm such a sucker.
There was also something I noticed about... it was the scene with Stefan and Gabby. I keep wanting to call him Stefan. His name's Stefan. Stefan and Gabby. Vivian's photo, and I've noticed this in a couple scenes with Stefan. Okay. Vivian's photo is prominently featured, like, over Stefan's shoulder. And I'm wondering if that's...
Like on the desk
intentional,
behind him?
On the fireplace mantle.
On the fireplace, okay.
And you see Vivian, and you have this reminder... of Vivian, and I'm wondering if that's intentional for some reason.
Well, he's got Mama looking over one shoulder, and then he's got Daddy.
He's got Daddy because they always manage to put the Stefano portrait in the shot too.
Of course,
because Stefano always has to have a presence in that living room. It kind of ended with Abigail's alone, kind of. Chad left, and did he come? I can't remember. Did he eventually come home?
She sent him a text
saying
it's
are
late.
You coming home?
It's late. Are you coming home?
But we didn't actually see him.
We didn't actually see him come home. Okay. But it really did break my heart that moment when before he left the house, and he said, "I want to be able to tell you, it's going to be all right,
right?
But I can't." It's like,
yeah. So we're Chabby supporters. We want them to be.
Of course.
We're confident it'll happen.
I don't know how he's going to find that in him.
There's still a cop. So Gabby burned the.
Was that the real test results that
she
burned?
That's what I'm saying. Did we see another copy anywhere? Is that another copy exist? Because that's how I feel would be the way it comes out. Someone finds them. But maybe there's. I don't know.
I don't know what else she'd be burning.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, that was it.
So that's that. And, you know, they had a moment. Gabby and JJ had a conversation.
But yeah.
And it's...
But you know what? I'm tired of hearing her story. I'm going to say it. Like, we get it.
Again, like with the flashback. We don't need it. We don't need it rehashed
let's just
again.
Move. We get you're on the revenge kick. Mm-hmm. It's done.
Right.
Let's just move on.
But, you know, JJ and Gabby had that scene. And I'm like, just put them together.
I know.
They're cute.
I always
they,
like
they
them
have
together.
That rapport. She saved him from suicide.
You don't think Gabby's going to make a play for Chad, do you?
That's what I'm saying.
Now that
he's
uber vulnerable and
that's where I feel like they're going. And I don't want them to go there because Chad and Gabby. We went through Chad and Gabby once before.
Right.
Nobody was receptive to it. It's Chad and Abby. And I know, soap couples have to go through their turmoil
to
get together.
Trials and tribulations.
To get together. Otherwise, there'd be no show. But... the fact that they've explored that before and it wasn't well recepted, I don't go there again. So hopefully, you know, let's watch it play out.
Gabby's such a good liar. When Stefan was on her face saying, come on, let's just be real. This wasn't an accident. You gave me the results on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good liar.
Yeah.
I had to give it to her. There, wasn't a beat. Mm-mm. There wasn't anything in her eyes or anything.
right? What do they say?
Keep your enemies closer?
No, it's like liars know other liars.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a phrase. I can't think of it right now. I'm not going to waste time trying to think about it. We will move on.
To the next bit of drama.
The next bit of drama. Sierra and Ben and Claire and Trip and Hope and Rafe. With a touch of Ted.
Yes.
My first
Ted was all over the place this week.
I love the fact that Sierra rolled up with a lawyer and was like, I hired him.
I didn't even see that coming.
I didn't really see that coming either. And Ted was like, I'm $600 an hour. My first thought was, where's she getting this money?
Right.
I wasn't aware that now there was a trust fund.
From Dad.
And I don't know if that was...
Was that from Dad?
I think she's from Grandpa. Or maybe, I don't know, I feel like I remember Grandpa.
Okay.
So maybe it was
which
from...
Which is a trust fund. I was like, what?
Trust fund from Frank Parker. That's not his character's name. Grandpa Brady.
Okay.
Or maybe it was from Bo. I don't know if... And I don't know if that was ever established before.
Right.
I don't remember hearing about Ciara being a trust fund baby. I don't know if this was just a convenient creation.
Right.
So you fans out there that know... A to Z, let us know.
Yes.
Was there
or James Lott Jr. If you
or
got
James
any,
Lott Jr.
You
if you're watching
any bit of history, if you're
the
watching
the trust fund, aha! I love our chat room because we ask a question and we get an answer.
What they
it's
say?
It's from Victor.
Kiriakis?
Yeah, because he's her grandpa. Actually, I forgot about that. Victor's Beau's father. So yeah, the trust fund's from Victor. And now it was also established that, and I don't know if her age has ever been established, that Ciara is now over 21.
Okay.
Because she got the trust fund when she was 21.
Okay.
So she got Ted in there, and Ted was like, do you have any hard evidence linking Ben to the fire? And they're like, no. So he's like, okay, well, he's leaving. And Ben was like, bye. And poor thing, like, was like, I have nowhere to go. And Ted was
like, Do not. If you could have seen my reaction to him pulling out his little blankie on the park bench, I was just in tears. Like, oh my God, that just
give him a
crushed
room.
Me.
Someone like, give him a
that
room.
Even, I didn't even dawn on my brain that would happen.
And you know, I'm softening on Ted.
I have to say, I like evil Ted.
I'm softening on Ted.
We'll get to
the other part because he's like in like every storyline right now.
Yeah.
He's like the token lawyer, which is good. I like that.
He's busy. He's going to be busy.
He's busy. He's making his $600 an hour, like threefold. So, Kate, you know, he better be getting Kate some nice jewelry. Anyway, but when they're in the park, when Ted and Ben are in the park, and Ben's like, oh, I have nowhere to stay. And Ted's like, don't look at me.
I know.
I was like, get your client, you know, go to the Super 8.
Well,
it doesn't have to be nice. Just go to the Motel 6.
He's walking the fine line with Kate. If she finds out, you know,
giving housing
to Mr. Ben. But, you know, like going a step further and giving him a place to stay. Mm-hmm. And he's got to walk a fine line with Miss Kate because he's already been slapped.
Mm-hmm.
Third time.
I thought we were done with the slapping.
But then
That made me laugh.
We had Ciara coming home.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say I love Tripp's hair. Like,
Tripp
right?
looked good this
they
week.
They finally degreased him.
I was like,
right.
I wanted the caption that, and I may do this in another, I wanted the caption that to be like, Tripp looked good this week, give us your best pickup line, or something like that. I may do that
he
later.
He looked great.
But I didn't. But yeah, he looked like with his hair like a little messed up,
yes.
and in his nice, well-fitted t-shirt.
That sparkling look, yes.
He did look. He looked like a man. Like I don't know.
You know,
it
I
made
thought
such
the same
a,
thing.
It made such a difference.
He looked
that
older
subtle,
and more manly, and
mature.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. know, someone that could actually rival.
And maybe
Ben.
That's why they did it.
Maybe
that's like we need to change up your look, son, because you're going up against Pretty McPretty.
Yeah, you got to man up physically. Pretty McPretty.
Pretty because he's pretty. Pretty. So, and then we had at the end of the week, which everybody was talking about. They promoted it last week. And they waited until Friday to give it to us. But Eve came face to face with Ben in the park, and this is the man that killed her daughter.
And you know, I wasn't sure how that was going to roll out. Mm-hmm. Like how that first moment, what were they going to create? What was that going to be? And so when he's asleep on the bench and she's like, "Get off the bench, I need it."
Yeah.
And then he turned around and started that way.
Yeah.
I thought, and Hope actually brought it up, that element of surprise.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like they were in the square and she spotted him and had a moment to process it.
She had no time to process it.
We
Want to show a clip. This is our first experimentation with a clip.
Clip showing. From the week.
So here we go. We have a clip of the epic scene.
What? I'm waiting. Tell me. What was it like to kill my baby?
Just thought of it. Eve, I understand you need something from me, but I don't have a good answer for why I did what I did. never wanted to hurt your daughter. I like Paige.
Don't you? Don't you say her name? Don't you dare say her name.
Ashamed of what I did. What I became. I could turn back time.
You can't. You took the one thing that was so precious to me in this whole world. Look at you. Look at you. You get to be here on a beautiful summer day in a beautiful park.
It's like when she cries, I start crying.
Oh my God.
And now.
And you feel for the both
music,
of them.
Yeah.
Life.
Oh my gosh.
The music, like it's so intense.
Yeah.
The tension.
It's like a thriller.
Built. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't know what she's gonna do.
You're killing my daughter. I know you deserve to die.
I was impressed with this. Getting him down like that.
I'm sorry.
Holy macaroni.
Holy cow.
Can I just say, the moment that got me was when he says her name, when Ben says Paige.
Yeah, and she.
And Cassie DePaiva had this guttural, like, and oh my, wow,
she was
bawling
it,
on the couch.
Cassie DePaiva is one of those actresses, when she cries, she makes you cry. And I remember when she first joined as Eve, and Eve was causing all this trouble and just very unlikable, was being nasty to everybody, and she got the news that she couldn't have her
sing
throat
any
surgery.
Longer. That's
yeah,
right.
She couldn't sing.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she
yeah.
had this emotional response. And I remember I tweeted Cassie DePaiva. I was like, girl, that scene just turned me on to Eve's side, like, just like that. Because you felt like she just conveys it so strongly that you feel it. You
yeah.
feel for her. And so suddenly this character that I was like, she's so mean and nasty. And I was like, but oh, she's really.
I know.
Yeah, she's really devastated. And when I met her at Day of Days, I said, because it was the week before Day of Days, and she's like, I read your tweet.
Aww.
And I was like, oh, she read Aww. My tweet.
And I loved when, so she's on Ben and she's about mm-hmm. to give, just crack mm-hmm. a skull open with the coffee container.
Mm-hmm.
And Hope walks in
mm-hmm.
and just stands there.
I know. What did Hope, the
she
police commissioner,
just
do?
Stood there.
And I think she was almost like frozen. I think she had a conflict. Well, she obviously
clearly,
had a, well,
yeah.
clearly she had a conflict, but she's like, and I think she kind of explained it a little bit. She's like, she lost her daughter, and I could have lost my daughter.
Oh, she's going to. She's convinced
by
that
the
she's
hands
going
of
to lose her daughter,
yeah.
too.
By the
well.
Hand by the hands of this man
right.
that she's wailing on.
And I love that moment when Rafe called her on it.
Well, because she's like, can we talk about what happened?
Right. She's like, well, you know, Eve lost Bubba. Like, no. We need to talk about what happened.
Yeah.
And that's just you just standing there as mm-hmm. Eve's about to moida him.
Yeah. Moida.
So, yeah. That whole, you know, kudos,
it was
Ron,
phenomenal.
Writers,
yeah.
cast, crew.
Yeah. The music
epic.
They chose was
epic,
perfect.
Epic
it created a nice element of tension and drama, and it just was like you were glued to it. Like, I can't look away.
And you know what's interesting is I'm thinking, okay, Ben is strong.
Mm-hmm.
He can, I'm like, Eve, come on. Ben's strong. He's going to be able to get you off of him. But then at the same time, I'm thinking, yeah, but you've got the mother's adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
And he, I think there was also a moment where he's thinking, I deserve this.
He was kind of vulnerable. He was
right?
kind of in a vulnerable
like,
state. Yeah.
Do whatever you want to do because at the end of the day, I deserve
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh,
so good.
All right.
Then Sierra has moved back in to the loft.
To the loft.
Much to the hooray of Trip.
To Trip.
And Claire is being a mature
lady. We'll see how long that
lady.
Lasts.
I know. I'm
but
like,
you know,
you still
okay.
got to keep one eye open. You're like, okay. But their relationship, their friendship seems to be going on a positive track right now.
Yeah.
So, which is nice to see.
It is.
It is. It's refreshing.
It's refreshing. Exactly. Ah, Jake.
Refreshing. Exactly. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
That was great.
Good stuff. And then we have.
Third line
the
of
Hardy
drama.
Boys of Salem.
Yeah. We have Will, Sonny, Paul, Ted again.
Ted.
And Ms.
He's
Kate.
Everywhere.
Ms. Kate.
It was revealed this week that Sir Ted was the one writing the.
Did you see that? Did somebody, was it Tony? Or somebody said they thought maybe Ted had something to do with.
I said that like 3 weeks ago.
Were you the one that said it?
Yeah. Well, I brought it up. I was like, what about Ted? Do we think that he's... Because when it first happened and we were kind of speculating on what could have happened to him, I kind of said, well, maybe Ted had something to do with it. Maybe Ted and Leo have something... Maybe Ted plays for both sides
or something. Right. That's it. You were the one that said that. Because I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
But you don't think Leo's alive. I don't think Leo's alive.
No, I think he's dead.
I think he's bye-bye.
Yeah. But I think Ted knows what they did and...
Yeah, might have followed him. I mean, who knows?
We know...
Somehow.
We know Ted knows what they did. We don't have to think anymore.
I love the fact that Will and Sonny were talking about the cutout letters. Like, really?
They're like, didn't that stop in the 30s?
I love that. It's like, at least they're addressing how ridiculous.
Right. He could have just printed it out.
That was awesome.
But I do like that they're doing that. It was like, I also, you know.
It harkens back.
It was the same thing when, what was going on? Oh, it was around Andre's murder and someone wrote a letter in like bubble letters.
Yes.
I was like, that's funny. I like that. So yeah, and Will and Sonny. Just a bit of advice. If you're going to have a meeting about a secret and have the notes that some random person is sending you, maybe not have the meeting in public at the Brady Pub where anyone can walk in and see you.
I feel so bad. Because that's what's going to happen.
And it did. Of course, who came in at the very end?
Of course.
Paul in his extra small t-shirt.
And he knows something. He knows something's going on.
Oh, yeah. He's suspicious. He doesn't know what.
The conversation.
He's a PI now.
The conversation that he and Kate had and Kate said. No. And Paul said, you know, secrets in a relationship. That's the that's the beginning of the end. Mm-hmm. And Kate said, So, yeah.
So that they were like, oh, they're under the impression that Will's working on a story.
Yes.
So that's their kind of like suspicion. Like, okay, what's the story about? It's not really a story. I had a point to make and it went right out, my brain. They're still trying to figure out who, and they actually mentioned that maybe Ted knows something. So they may be onto him a little bit as well.
Yes.
As well. So we'll see what happens.
I love Kate and Ted together.
Kate and Ted.
I know. I don't know why Ted suddenly lit up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that he's got this devious side to him.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Okay. All right. We'll see you, Ted.
Good. We'll see ya.
All right.
We'll see ya. See ya.
I'm really bothered that I can't remember. Oh, maybe it's in my notes.
It'll come back.
It'll come back to me when I'm going to bed tonight. Because that's whenever my head is clear. All right. So it's time for a little AfterBuzz business.
Yeah, it is.
Here at the network, we produce after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, comedy. There's no network that works harder to serve the television fans of TV shows. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. We hope that since we are on AfterBuzz TV Dramas, that you're already subscribed to AfterBuzz TV Dramas, because they do shows for all other kinds of dramas. If you like Days of Our Lives, they do Queen of the South, Black Mirror, The Affair. If you're more into the like comedy drama, like Claws, they do a show for Claws.
It's a great
show. The Netflix shows, all of them. So we have channels for all types of genres. So we ask that you go subscribe to a few.
Please subscribe.
If you're worried about notifications, you're not going to get bombarded with notifications. They're completely optional. It's at your demand, I'll say, if that makes any sense. So it's easy. Just hit the subscribe button, and you'll get a much, much easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know how we did in the comments, we'll mention you on the air. You'll get a little 15 seconds of fame. How about that? So thank you for being the best fans. We promise to continue to do our best to serve you. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for watching all the other AfterBuzz shows. And just subscribe and,
like and subscribe.
Yep. Alrighty. So, got some tidbits going
on. I know. Starting with John and Marlena, Eric and Brady.
And their wedding.
It was so funny when John and Marlena are in the square and like, okay, this mission could backfire.
And I was like, what are they doing?
Is this another storyline?
What's this shtick going on?
I know. It was so super cute. So super cute.
You think this wedding's going to be epic? Like,
I
feel like
nothing bad's gonna happen.
I feel like Daze is gonna put some money into this.
I hope so. I can't wait to see what she wears.
Okay, if Marlena gets kidnapped, I'm gonna be really
mad.
Yeah, exactly.
No. I really think they're going to give Marlena and John
their
moment that they deserve.
They need to, John and Marlena.
Yes.
for all the weddings they've had that have been cocked up for some reason, they need a wedding that is just a smooth, no drama, yes. no nothing. We've heard rumors about what's going to happen. You know, who knows? Who knows? But
I did have a thought. I wonder if I should I share the thought?
No, don't share it. Just leave it up to...
Just leave it up. Yeah. All right. Okay, we'll see.
Leave it up in the air. Okay. But I do think it's going to be epic. I do think that Days really put a lot of effort behind this wedding, and I'm anxious to see. Because the build-up to it, it's a slow build-up. A lot of times now with the weddings, it's like they get engaged, and then like 2 weeks later, they have a wedding yes. at, you know, the town square. Or a wedding someplace where you're not really...
Where are they getting married again?
Did they say?
Okay. I wasn't sure.
I don't know. I would assume St. Luke's. I would assume they would make the effort and put the St. Luke's thing. Like they did last year for the double wedding. That was like the big wedding last year.
Yeah.
And that was epic too. So I'm hoping we get, you know,
we shall see.
A classic soap opera wedding with a great gown and, you know, touching vows.
Of course.
Of course. So,
and I'm glad that Brady and Eric, for the moment, you know, made their peace and they're going to walk mama down the aisle or walk Marlena down the aisle.
Put their differences aside.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy it while you can, guys.
And be brothers.
Enjoy it while you can.
So that was that.
And then we've got Miss Kayla and her bionic man.
The bionic eye.
I wanted the special effects, the bionic.
Started the sound. Started out a little dicey. At first, Steve said he couldn't see. And they were like, no, his nerve.
The optical nerves are inflamed and they need time to heal.
Yeah, exactly. The optical nerve. And by week's end, he could see again.
Such a perfect moment. That was a great moment. When they're talking about their wedding from 30 years ago and she's talking about her white dress and then
it seems like why Stayla is to this day after 30 years still like so like a couple to ship.
And
you know?
When he says your white dress was beautiful, sweetness, but I love you in red. It's like, Perfect segue.
Yeah.
I was all crying. This is an emotional week.
So Steve is John's best man. Because that played into the John and Marlena. Right. Steve is John's best man and Kayla is maid of honor.
Maid of honor.
I'd be mad if
she'd
I was
like matron of honor, right? She's not. Because
a maid is a single?
Infers a single.
Oh, so maybe a matron?
It's matron.
Maybe it is a matron.
Technically, she's a matron of honor.
Okay, she's a matron of honor. It's going to be Kayla. I'd be mad if I was someone like Belle or like, you didn't ask me. So, I guess Belle's always a bridesmaid. Once a bride, then always a bridesmaid. So, yeah. So we had that, and then we had Mama Bear Jennifer.
I'm telling you, Miss Jennifer, I am loving every single moment of you.
I was Jennifer fan, number one fan this week. I was her number one fan this week.
They called her the Beast. They called her the Beast. Oh my gosh.
I love it that she called that guy in and was like, oh, I'm a reporter. Until I have all the facts. She knew what, yeah. But then, you know, you kind of felt bad for the guy because he needed the money.
And I wasn't sure if he was giving her a sob story. Right. It's like, is he smart enough to make this up or is he like really
Or is this a story that was given?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. But this seemed like the real deal. Mm-hmm. He really needed the money.
Yeah.
So that was a good moment. I'm glad she was compassionate with him.
Yeah.
And it's not his fault.
She was compassionate, but also like, she was like, I know, but I will have to run the story.
Right, exactly.
Like, she was compassionate, but then she also had to remind him, I will take you down.
I will take you down.
Like, this is my son we're talking about.
Yes.
And I love Mama Bear Jennifer. We've seen Mama Bear Jennifer in the past. She's ferocious. She's, don't mess with my kids.
Yeah.
And it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Tenacious.
Tenacious. And then.
Tenacious.
She was able to go to Brady and say, like, I know who did it. And then there was this scene, you know, Maggie caught Arturo.
Talk about tenacious. Mm-hmm. So, aren't you going to introduce me to your friend, Victor?
And
what did you say you were working on, Victor? I didn't.
She plays that. Suzanne Rogers plays that so perfectly because she knows he's doing stuff he's not supposed to do.
Yeah, as usual.
It's just her kind of sass comes through.
And then Maggie having lunch with Jennifer and the way the whole thing unfolded.
Yeah. Like, who's that?
It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. The pacing was perfect. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal.
And then we saw Eve. After her confrontation with Ben,
oh my living
go to
word,
Victor.
Coming in for
and
that drink.
The
I would have just started drinking from the bottle.
I would have poured a glass, taken the bottle.
Exactly.
Yeah. So So she and Victor are having a conversation about what went down and hiding the drugs. And then we hear a voice, and I don't know why, the soap opera fan in me should have expected this. We hear Jennifer's voice, and I can't remember what the line was.
Well, Eve said, "Don't worry, Victor, I can handle Jennifer Horton."
Oh, that's right. And
can you really?
Can you really?
And so we think now so Jennifer good. Knows A to Z.
Yeah.
She knows that it was Victor's spear. It was Eve's idea. Victor spearheaded it. And now she's...
But how is this going to play out? Okay.
I don't
know. We'll see.
Hopefully JJ gets his job back.
Well, I think he's already getting his job back because the guy who planted the drugs is going to go to his supervisor.
Is going to, but did he...
Well, he's going to free up JJ. So he should get reinstated.
He should.
We'll see what happens.
But that hasn't happened yet. I didn't miss that.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet. It's inferred that he's going to get his job back.
It's in process.
Yes, it's in process.
It's in process.
All right.
So there was one other thing I wanted to point out. There was a conversation between Ted and Kate. And this is just something like that fans are going to, like, you hear and you're like, oh, I see what you did there, writers. So there was a scene between Ted and Kate, and Kate was telling Ted that the lawsuit had been dropped and that Chad was in like Flynn.
Oh, my God, I have that in my notes. Chad is in like Flynn.
And that's his Twitter,
yes,
his Instagram,
exactly.
In like Billy Flynn. So I was like, good for you, writers, for sticking a little something in there that we're like, we see you. So yeah, I thought that was cute.
Now it's time for one of our favorite parts of the show, our segments, and Tony will actually discuss in next week's show his three snaps.
His three snaps. He is off filming.
He's working.
He's working.
Yes, he's a
Congratulations,
boy.
Tony. We didn't address that at the beginning of the show.
Didn't.
I realize. We apologize, Tony. You are here in spirit.
Yes.
Your sass has evolved into me for today somehow. I don't know how. But yeah, we hope he'll be back next week, and he'll post his three snaps on social if he gets a.
We shall see, but he's working on it.
But yeah,
so we will go,
and we should shout out James Lott Jr.,
yes,
who's still on the mend,
yes,
and
getting better every day,
sending you thoughts every day, and we hope to see you back at this desk sometime.
Yes, the fans miss you,
yeah,
James. They tweet, and when have you seen it? The fans miss you, so hurry up and get well.
He's slowly but surely,
yeah.
So good for him.
So we'll go next into Designer Days.
There's Tony right there.
Yes.
He's with us.
Designer Days. And I want to give a shout out to the wardrobe folks this week because you guys worked your butts off. There were so many choices to choose from, which I am forever grateful for. It gives me a lot to work with. but I had to go with, Miss Nadia Bjorlin in this magenta fuchsia sheath summer frock. She looks amazing.
You can't just say purple.
Purple? What is it? Purple? No, I
my
don't know.
See
I think
purple,
it's more like a fuchsia because
fuchsia?
It's like
okay.
a pink thing to it. Anyway,
oh, okay.
You know, the ruffles, and she's got the ruffle on the top, and she's got the ruffle on the bottom,
she's
and it's
nice toned arms on display.
She looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So,
she looks good.
You know, you need this kind of fantastic dress to break up these two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dressed for the occasion. So, thank you, Nadia Bjorlin, for Designer Days. And next we have...
Caption that!
Alrighty. This week's photo was a photo of Hope having some cake? Something?
No, it was rice. It was,
right?
it was
that
sticky
the sticky rice?
Rice? Or
was that the sticky rice?
Yeah,
okay.
It was the sticky rice.
So she's eaten and given old Rafe a look that he's looking down and oblivious to. So, of all the captions, it was... Janie Dalrymple on Facebook, and it says, "Eating crow sucks," which we know she will have to do eventually when it comes out that Ben did not start the fire. So, congratulations, Janie, for this week's caption that.
Yay!
There were actually a couple that mentioned Hope eating crow, but Janie was the first one, so I picked her.
And next we have our fan of the week.
Dish and Days fan of the week. Woohoo!
Wow. Okay, so fan of the week is off of our iTunes site, and this is going to Jean, signed True Fan Forever. She says, I just have to tell you, you all are crazy.
A little bit.
Y'all are crazy, and I love your show.
In a good way.
Lots of times I feel the same way you do about the storylines and the writers. I love Tony's 3 Snaps Awards and Mark's quote of the week. I really miss James Lott Jr.'s Look Who's Related, because we all know how Dave's family history can be complicated.
Incestuous.
Yes. I love it when he makes a guest appearance. I've been listening to and or watching your show for a long time now. You've gone through quite a few changes, but I love your newest group. I think me, Tammy, and Michael are a great mix. Adding them is a great mix. I like all the new stuff you added to, like fashion segment and Michael's caption that. And, of course, fan of the week. Also love the guests. You have a very entertaining show, and you make me laugh. I'm a true fan. Y'all get 5 stars for me. Keep on Dishing Days, and I'll keep watching. Jean, a true fan forever.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you so much.
And we're a true fan of yours
now.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We like to hear that
we
we're making a difference.
Doing a good job.
Yeah,
there's people watching,
and yeah, we're a little crazy sometimes. Excuse me, crazy sometimes, but you know it's okay. All right, so now it's my favorite part.
Yes,
because I get to talk news and gossip. I get to talk all the time. I don't know why I said that. I'm a chatty Kathy. Alrighty, so it was a sibling's birthday week this past week, as Martha Madison, who plays Bale, and Eric Martsoff, plays Brady, half-siblings, both celebrated their birthdays this past Friday.
Such great photos.
Happy birthday. Hope you guys enjoyed your day. And a happy birthday today to one of our favorite vets, Brian Dottillo.
Yay, Brian.
He plays Lucas. He is celebrating his birthday today, and just recently celebrated his 25th year playing Lucas Horton, formerly Lucas Roberts. So, happy birthday to everybody. Hope you're having a great day, Brian. Hope you had a great day, Eric and Martha. Coming up on August 11th, if you want to meet the cast of Days of Our Lives, you'll have the chance at the Park Meadows Mall in Denver, Colorado. You can follow NBC Days on Instagram and Twitter for details and cast attendees who are yet to be announced. But that's August 11th, Park Meadows Mall, Denver, Colorado.
Nice.
All right. Got some casting news. Another Horton is coming back to Salem.
Yes.
Soap Opera Digest reports that the former Bold and the Beautiful actress Lindsay Godfrey.
Love Lindsay Godfrey. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be so exciting.
I don't say this to be shady. I don't know. I don't watch her show.
I'm a Bold and Beautiful fan. Okay. So that's, you know, that's what she's known for.
All I've read is praise. So
she's phenomenal.
I'm confident she'll be a good addition. She'll
and
we
perfect
be playing
Horton.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited.
Okay. she'll be playing Maggie's daughter, Sarah Horton, who was last seen, according to Soap Opera Digest, in 1991. Greg Vaughn, who plays Eric, told Soap Opera Digest, she's sweet, adorable, and perfect. You can look for Lindsay playing Sarah this fall. Lastly, if you have not done so yet, I don't know why you wouldn't have, but if you haven't done so yet, head over to our friend Jen Lilly's website and sign up for her free email newsletter. Her website is jenlilymusic.com. You'll get exclusive sneak peeks of new music. You'll get pre-sale ticketing info whenever she does shows. You'll get special announcements of her online store and a chance to win an autographed copy of Jen's album. So go sign up, jenlilymusic.com.
Yay.
Go right now. It's free. It's free. And you get some news from her.
She's amazing talent.
She is. She's
her
a nice
music,
lady.
Yeah. She's a nice lady.
All right. And that was all the news and gossip I had for you.
Yeah. There was a lot. And, other birthday that I guess today, too, is Kevin Spiritus's birthday.
Yes, Kevin Spiritus. I texted him earlier.
Did you?
I did.
I sent him a little happy birthday note.
Oh,
so.
Nice. Yeah. He's a good guy.
Tell him happy birthday.
I will. Hope he's in New York right now. So
He's in New York.
He's like the definition of like bi-coastal because he's so LA in some ways, but he's so New York in some ways, too. And he can do, but he... You know, I personally prefer the LA the LA vibe versus the New York vibe. I just I can visit New York, but I can never live there.
Right.
But Kevin does the bi-coastal thing very, very
nicely. I could do the bi-coastal thing.
Yeah.
Aw, look at that.
Oh, we have the promo for the promo for next week.
Let's do the promo.
Let's watch what's going to happen on this week's Days of Our Lives.
Will you do me the honor of becoming my wife?
Please, uh-oh, sit down.
Ever have one of those
what?
Days?
What?
You're a bigger idiot than I thought you were.
Just don't go as planned.
You don't have anywhere else to go, do you?
A serial killer.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And what is happening in Salem?
She turns him down.
No.
I can't believe that. At least that's what it appeared. Maybe it's deceptive advertising, but it looked like...
Oh, my living word. Okay, did not expect any of that.
And then the frying pan.
But I love Jen's dress, so she might have it for, she might have it for next week, designer days.
I thought you were going to pick Maggie. I was watching.
You know, I was going to, but you know, I saw Chloe's dress first because that was on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, no reason for me to wait until Friday.
Right.
And then I did see Maggie. I'm like, oh,
she looked good. That blue, so good. And her hair was done like the hair people, the Days of Our Lives hairstylist.
It's perfectly
cropped. Maggie.
Oh my God, I can't believe what did she grab? A frying pan or something?
It's a frying pan.
Oh my God,
she does the you know, like a Looney
Poor
Tunes.
Poor Ben, okay. Next week's going to be so
If
good.
I was Ben, after that, I'd be like, you know what?
I'm leaving town.
I don't think Salem's for me. I'm going to go find my sister in New York, and I'm going to sleep on her couch. Because I know she won't hit me with a frying pan
or
beat
gosh.
Me with a coffee mug.
That is
wow.
it.
So, yeah.
That
good
is
week.
It was a great week. And it's going to get better and better. It's a summer in Salem.
Summer
it's going to be
in
hot.
Salem. Yeah. Hot. And it's. I think it's going to be a lot of, from now on, a lot of lead up to the Jarlena wedding,
yes.
which is in which is supposed to be in August, so coming up soon.
It's next, a few days.
Yeah, a few days.
So where can folks find you, sir?
Oh, you can find me at my house. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, you can find me when I'm not at home or on the go. You can find me on Twitter at mlmattis1 or on Instagram at mlmattis, where I post photos mostly of my dog.
Aw, Bimbi. You can find Dish and Days on Twitter at _ Dish and Days, and then on Instagram and on Facebook at Dish and Days. Please tell everyone, follow, subscribe.
Share.
Yes.
Engage. Yes, we love engagement. We love interacting with y'all.
And you can also find me on social media. On Twitter, you can find me at Tammy Govea, and on Insta and Facebook, Tammy Govea Official.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right. That's
our
show.
All right, guys. We will see you.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.